Last week, when I think so many different organizations, arts organizations and otherwise, were trying to make next step plans, we were definitely looking at, one, do we continue with the show? Two, okay, we've received the governor's directive of 250 or less in terms of patrons in the house. We were able to, I'm very blessed to have been able to have had our show open this past weekend. We had houses well below 250, and I've never been so excited to have small houses. But then the notion came up last week, as many of our colleagues in the theater world have been doing, is how can we provide this to our patrons?
Who will be able to see the production when it's ready to go
Absolutely.
Up online?
Absolutely. So our season ticket holders who have a ticket to Murder on the Orient Express, as well as our single tickets, we will be able to share with them. And we're looking at other options. We are very bound by equity rules, and we want to make sure that we are making good on our equity contracts for actors. Right now, we'll be able to ticket holders who have those tickets in play and haven't asked for refunds.
Have you ever done anything like this before, or do you know of other theater companies that have offered a similar program?
Yes, theater companies do this. Actually, we did it several years ago, but it was under much happier circumstances for the state's bicentennial in Finding Home, and so that was also broadcast on WFYI. In this moment when we have had to say, not only are we canceling this production, but we are canceling the rest of the season, people are so excited that we are making concessions and trying to figure out a way for us to get our creative productions to them in a different way.
What's the irony of the fact that the play is about a murder and trying to stop more deaths? And the timing of all of it.
Right. Well, I think the what is even more fascinating is, unfortunately, the next production in our season was supposed to be The Paper Dreams of Harry Chen about the Chinese Exclusion Act. And we have an amazing cast of a lot of Chinese American and multicultural actors. And so the playwright, Jessica Wong, Janet Allen had to call her and say, your lovely play will not be able to be produced here. Jackie Bradley, the director, I just ran into her in the elevator. And so that play, which resonates today, unfortunately, in light of our immigration issues, as much as it did back then, and would have been a great message today for people to say, come see and support people, of all nationalities, of all backgrounds, and come and experience a beautiful story in the theater. And we've had to say we're not going to be able to present that, which is disheartening and devastating in a lot of ways, as well as, you know, having to share with a cast of Sense and Sensibility we're not able to produce. So we're less than a day, 24 hours into this decision, and it was not made lightly. I appreciate our leadership making this very brave decision. It's what we have to do in this moment, and it's still very difficult.
Well, we'll hope that the show will go on again normally soon. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you all.